is Parshas Vayakhel Pikudei. It's a jam-packed week. Jam-packed. Why is it jam-packed? First of all, there are two very long Kriya Satara. Massively long Parsha. And it's choshev in respect that there are two Parshas. That's significant. When you lay in two Parshas, it's not just it's a long laning. It's something special. Double portion. You get like a Bechora. A Bechora gets Pishnayim. It's not just, you know, okay, long Parsha, double up. When you have a Shabbos and you lay in two Parshas, this is a spiritual gift. Hashem is sending down to this world a double dosage of bracha. What else is unique about tomorrow? It's Parshas HaChodesh. It's Parshas HaChodesh, the Dalid Parshiyos. We're now concluding the last of the Dalid Parshiyos. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh. We take out two Sifrei Torah. Two Parshiyos and two Sifrei Torah. Separate Sifrei Torah just to lane Parshas Bo. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh. We Shonu Lechem. To learn about Rosh Chodesh, to learn about the Korban Pesach, to learn about Matzos, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, to prepare for the Chag Pesach. What's the third significant thing about tomorrow? Tomorrow is Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Whenever you have a Shabbos of Chazak five times a year, it's special. It's a special inspiration. There is a moment to reflect and to be inspired to prepare for the future. What else is there tomorrow? Tomorrow is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Mochar Chodesh. We do not lay in the Haftarah of Mochar Chodesh. We lay in the Haftarah tomorrow of HaChodesh. We lay in from Yecheskel. Some very mysterious psukim. It's a very long Haftarah, by the way. It's a very long Haftarah. And we learn from Sefer Yecheskel the special Haftarah of Parashas HaChodesh. We do not learn Mochar HaChodesh tomorrow. So that's another. So that's but it still is Erev Rosh Chodesh. You can't deny the fact that it's Erev Rosh Chodesh is a holy day. Ordinarily, Erev Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. And most of the year, people fast, they had a long mincha, special davening. Those people who observe Yom Kippur Kodin observed it yesterday. Because we don't generally fast, you can't do Yom Kippur Kodin on Shabbos. And you can't do it on Friday, because we don't generally fast on Friday. So it was pushed back 2 days to yesterday. But really, tomorrow is the Boba Yom of Erev Rosh Chodesh. So, okay, and what else? Well, Shabbos Mevarchim. If it's going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to bench the new Chodesh. Okay, it's going to be a Shabbos Mevarchim tomorrow. What else is special? I think this is the most special of them all. Let me just build this idea up. Two parashas, two Sifrei Torah. Parashas HaChodesh. Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. Erev Rosh Chodesh. Did they leave anything out? Parashas Mevarchim. Parashas Mevarchim. That's how many things? Five things so far? Five special things happening tomorrow. But there's one more thing that takes the cake. It really takes the cake. Tomorrow is the last day of the year. Okay, tomorrow is the last. Think about that. It's the last day of the year. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Sunday is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Sunday is the day when the world, when Adam HaRishon was created. There's a machlok in the Gemara, was Adam created, the world created in Nisan or in Tishrei? Rabbi Eliezer says in Tishrei, and Rabbi Yeshua says in Nisan. Chazal tell us, Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The plan was drawn up in Tishrei, but it came into reality. It was implemented in Nisan, and on Rosh Hashanah, when we daven on the Yomim Noraim, we say Hayoyim Haras Oilam. Why do we use the word Haras? Haras comes from the word Herayon, pregnancy, conception. It was this time of the year, not that Adam, that Hashem actually created man physically, but Hashem laid out the blueprints, the plan, all of the ideas, all of the details of the plan were unveiled in Chodesh Tishrei. But when did it actually come into being? In Chodesh Nisan. That's going to happen on Sunday. But that means that Shabbos is the last day of the year. Your last chance. Your last chance to get your act together. The last day of the year. Think about, what do you do on the last day on Erev Rosh Hashanah? It's a very powerful day. Cannot deny the fact that for many people, Erev Rosh Hashanah is in some ways is even more powerful, is more beautiful than Rosh Hashanah itself. You wake up very, very early, go to shul, the crack of dawn. It's a very long davening, very long slichos. After slichos, what do you do? Hataras nedarim. You don't blow shofar. Shake up. Kidei la'arvev hasatan. No blowing shofar. What else do we do? Many have the custom to fast. Not all. It used to be a time-honored minhag to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. Today, some people still, they fast a half a day. That's a semi-popular minhag, to fast a half a day. Go to mikvah. You know, it's a powerful day. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you reflect. You think about, what's life all about anyway? Where am I going? Where am I heading? There's no one that's not shaken up on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And I think some people are more shaken up Erev Rosh Hashanah than Rosh Hashanah itself. When you make the preparations, you get your apple and the honey, take out your kittel if you wear kittel on Rosh Hashanah. You make those preparations, you put yourself in the mindset, tonight we're going to go to shul. It's different. It's a new year. There's a very unique feeling of the changing of the guards. It's a new era. It's a new... Everyone understands what I'm saying. I don't have the words to say it. I'm not a good communicator, but everyone understands that when you come to Rosh Hashanah, there's a new hashkacha. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is conducting the world differently. Things are changing. There's a transition into a new way of doing things in this world. And that revelation hits you the hardest on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The truth is, Rosh Chodesh Nisan in many ways is even more significant than the last day of Elul. The Torah says explicitly, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishoin Hu Lochem Lochodshe Hashanah. If we have to do Teshuvah, fast, and do things La'arvev HaSatan, that's not a joke, or we don't blow shofar, so the Satan should get confused. Or the Satan doesn't know this already. He doesn't remember what happened last year. He doesn't remember what happened 2 years ago, that the day before Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. What is this thing of La'arvev HaSatan? What is the joke? It's symbolic. It means the Satan is yourself. Erev Rosh Hashanah, why don't you shake up your life a little bit to confuse, to break out of habits? By the way,
because of that, this one parish that said there's a new Sultan every year.
There are many answers. But on a very simple level, La'arvev HaSultan means shake up yourself. Do something different to break the absence of paying attention to what life is really all about. You have to shake up yourself a little bit. Everyone knows what they need to do. Everyone knows what their weaknesses are, their strengths are. Everyone has ideas how they can make things better, different. It's a shake-up, a moment of shake-up, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is even on a higher level, a moment to reflect and to shake up. Tomorrow is the last day of the year. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. It's a day to do teshuva. It's serious business, especially this last year. This whole week, and if you've been paying attention to the news, it's the one-year anniversary of the crisis. When exactly did the crisis begin? Purim, Pesach, this day, that day, every single day of this week. Oh, this is the anniversary when Fauci got up in front of the microphone and said, we have a crisis. It's the one-year anniversary of when this happened, when that happened. But pretty much, Pesach, Chodesh Nisan, last year was brutal. Brutal. There wasn't one shul that was opened up, whole Chodesh Nisan. Okay, they closed down right before Chodesh Nisan, some a little bit earlier, some a little bit later, but by Chodesh Nisan, there were no holdouts. No holdouts. And anyone that held out was severe, if you remember, was severely, severely censored, canceled. It was over. Chodesh Nisan, we were in lockdown, and it was brutal, brutal. And people who died, sick, the pachad, the terror, the sirens in the street, literally nonstop, the fear, horrible. It was just horrific. And now, it's been a hard year. It's been a very difficult year. And tomorrow is the last day of the year. It's the last day. Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim. It's a time to reflect, a time to do tshuva. And it's not for nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he arranged it, that tomorrow we all say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. It's not for nothing that tomorrow we lane, HaChodesh Zeluchem Reish Chodoshim. Be optimistic. Look ahead. A new beginning. A new start. It's not for nothing that tomorrow we lane about the binyan of the Mishkan to build. The Mishkan is a structure. It's a structure. It's a bayis. It's a Chanukah habayis. It's a new beginning. Tomorrow, it's an incredible Hashkocha Pratis, how all of this comes together. Tomorrow, we have the synthesis.
Even daylight savings time is cooperating. We're pushing it ahead.
Okay, that's
hour.
Right. Another hour. Exactly. It's a whole new type of life. But it's not to be ignored that tomorrow, we mentioned six things are happening tomorrow. And these six things, what do they all focus on? The end and the beginning. On the one hand, it's the very, very end of the year. It's the Gemar. On the other hand, many things in the parasha that we are going to focus on tomorrow are putting us in a frame of mind for a new beginning. We read about the Chanukas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu, he builds the Mishkan. They build the Mishkan. They bring him the Mishkan. He puts up the Mishkan. A building. We're now entering into a new structure, into a new life. We have a new home, a new Mokom. We're being mevorech Birchas HaChodesh. We're being mevorech the new beginning. We're saying Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. That's a reflection of the past. And strengthening us ourselves for the future. We're doing a lot of things tomorrow that synthesize the end and the beginning. And it could not be a better day the whole year for this all to converge and come together than tomorrow on the very last day of the year. It's incredible. It's an incredibly holy day tomorrow. Incredibly holy day, the significance of all of these things coming together on the last day of the year, where they all are telling us explicitly, listen, it's over, but prepare for a new future, a much better and brighter, glorious future going ahead. Okay, now let's discuss some things in the parasha. Parasha begins with Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaroi. The parasha begins with Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. Yaakov Moshe, Moshe gathers Jewish people, and the first thing he tells them is, you know, Shabbos. It's also very fascinating that we're going to be reading about Shabbos on Shabbos. Well, we always do that anyway. That's not really a chish, because every time we read Vayakel is Shabbos. But Vayakel Moshe, in the midst of all of this, Eile hadvar mashar tziva Hashem la'asot osam sheishes yomim te'osem melacha. Uvayoyim ha'shviyish yelochem shkodesh. On day 7, it's holy. Shabbat, Shabbason, Lashem, Kolesem, Lo, Vaymulach, Yumas, Lesvaru, Esh, Bechol, Moish, Vesechem, Yama, Shabbos. It's a very popular question. This question, all of the Svarim, they begin with. Over here, we're going to read tomorrow two parashas. Vayakel Pekudei. 99% of the parasha deals with the building of the Mishkan. Okay, the making of the Mishkan, a review, bringing the Mishkan to Moshe. Moshe erecting the Mishkan. It's all about the Mishkan, 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 Mishkan. Whole thing, back and forth. And before we begin with the Mishkan, Moshe has one mitzvah to teach us. Shabbos. Why? So Rashi actually says to tell you, listen, you're going to go make the Mishkan, but don't forget, the building of the Mishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. Very nice. Okay, very nice. What do we have back in Parshas Kisisa? Parshas Kisisa comes in the wake of Parshas Terum and Tetzaveh. And in Parshas Terum and Tetzaveh, what were we commanded to do? To build the Mishkan. And after the very end of building the Mishkan, we learn about we learn Parshas Terum and Tetzaveh, and then the beginning of Kisisa, it fills in the missing things. It tells about the Kior, one last detail, and it tells about the Shemen HaMishcha, in order to anoint and to sanctify this structure. Done. But before we conclude, before we wrap it up, Shabbos. Parshas Kisisa, after we wrap up the story of the command to build the Mishkan, what do we do? What does it say? It says here, it says at the end, Shabbos. V'shamaru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. That's the end of the Mishkan. So the commentators ask, why is it that in Parshas, Terumah Tetzaveh, and the beginning of Kisisa, is Shabbos at the end? Whereas, in Vayakel Pekudei, when we repeat the whole story all over again about the Mishkan, is Shabbos in the beginning. There's a parallel. Terumah Tetzaveh, the beginning of Kisisa, teaches us the details about the Mishkan, and then it concludes with Shabbos. Parshas Vayakel Pekudei goes through all the details of the Mishkan, but it begins with Shabbos. Why here is it at the end, and why here is it at the beginning? What's the pshat? So I want to tell you an idea, which... There are a lot of ideas, a lot of Mepharshim, they say a lot of very similar things. Maybe someone says this, but it's an idea. Whenever we focus on Shabbos, if take note, this is not my idea, I saw this today, this morning, I saw this in a very Choshev Sefer. Whenever we focus on Shabbos, you always note there are two parts, there are always two things that are emphasized. Number one, Hashem did melacha, or you should do labor. Sheishes yomim ta'ase kol melachtech. Work, 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 work. Work for 6 days. That's part one. And then, Shabbos, do not work. Shabbos, I want you to rest. They always go together. What would be so terrible if the Torah would just say, you know, on the seventh day of the week, don't work. Relax, don't work. Why is the mitzvah of Shabbos always connected and mentioned with working the 6 days of the week? That's a given. The default is you work. That's the default. It's a free world. You do whatever you want. The default is work. Be engaged in constructive labor. That's the default. I don't need you to tell me to work 6 days. all the Torah needs to tell me when it tells me, gives me a command to observe the Shabbos, is to say, on the seventh day of the week, I command you not to work. Why does the Torah, in all the places that mentions the mitzvah of Shabbos, is it always coming to give you a hakdama? The introduction is, you should work for 6 days, and on the seventh day, you should rest. There's no commentator that will tell you, there's no halacha anywhere that says that you must work on the 6 days. You must work. It's a rishus. If you want to work, if you need to work, if you're starving and you need to make a parnas to feed your family, you're going to work. If you're retired, there are people that are retired, they're 100 years old, they're not doing any work. They're not lifting a finger. They're sitting home. They have aides and they have servants, and they don't do anything. There's no halacha that a person must engage in physical labor all 6 days of the week. It doesn't say that anywhere. There's no obligation. You have to work. Someone who's retired, who wants to go on vacation, he wants to take a week off. He works like a dog the whole year, wants a week off, and he goes on vacation, and he sits around, does nothing the whole day, sits in the hotel room, and just sleeps the whole week. Fine. You're not doing it out there. It doesn't say you have to work on every single day of the week, but yet the Torah always emphasizes the need to work. So the answer is like this. The answer is that, as I'm suggesting this answer, I want to show this to you, the difference in the why it's repeated twice, the order, and then the words, and add a little bit more to it. There are two elements to Shabbos. Number one is Shabbos. When Shabbos indeed arrives, there's Shabbos, but Shabbos demands of you, this is a chiddush to say such a thing, demands of you to reflect backwards what happened during the week. Shabbos demands you look back and you reflect that during the week you worked. It's not just a day, you go on vacation. When I'm on vacation, I'm not taking any calls. I'm putting my telephone on service. My email, an email that will be bounced, will be a message, I'm not available, call my assistant. Call 911, don't call me. Don't call me, don't bother me. That's the way we look at Shabbos. That's the way we look at a vacation. Go on vacation, I'm off. Leave me alone. Is that what Shabbos is? No, it's not. When you enter Shabbos, this is a chiddush. Say what I'm saying. What I'm saying over here is not so simple. It's not necessarily correct. But you'll be the judge. When you come to Shabbos, this is not a vacation. Shabbos is today you're not going to work. But I want you to reflect about what you've done this entire week. You work very hard this week. You've laid bricks. You've banged nails. You have done your taxes. You have created some computer program. You've built a home. You've done things. Reflect upon the labor that you have engaged in the entire week. And I want you to come to the realization through the sanctity of Shabbos that everything that you did was only because you had siyata d'shmaya. Hashem gave you the koyach, the power to do what you did. Don't make a mistake and think for one moment, that what you did this whole week is because koychi v'oitzem yodi osli achayel hazeh. Your success, your health, your ingenuity is all from Hashem. It's a gift. And appreciate that if not for Hashem giving you that siyat d'shmaya, you would have accomplished absolutely nothing. Shabbos is not like a vacation in America. When I'm on vacation, my phone is on service, and I don't want to know from nothing. Don't bother me. That's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a vacation one day a week, but it is a vacation, a holy vacation, and while you're in a state of holiness, of not working, you're supposed to reflect upon all of the activities you've done the whole week. Think about it. What did I do Sunday? What labor did you engage in Sunday? And reflect, was that really your koyach? Was that everything, was that all you did, that all koyachi v'yoytzim yodi? Was there any siyata d'shmaya? You better reflect upon. That's the goal of Shabbos. Now there's another goal. There's another goal of Shabbos, and that is when you do work. Now let's say you go to week number one. You go back. Shabbos is over, and now you engage in labor. You now engage in labor. When you engage in labor, you should know. See, I'm getting a little mixed up myself over here, but when there's another element, when you are actually engaging in labor, you should take pride, just the opposite. This is me. This indeed is koichi v'yoytzem yodi. I'm working very, very hard. Yesh le'el yodi. Lavan said it the way it is. Lavan said to Yaakov Avinu, I can do to you whatever I want. If I want, I'll beat the living daylights out of you. Because I'm the boss, not the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm in charge. Koichi v'oitzem yodi. Yesh le'el yodi. There is power in my hand to do to you whatever I want. But you know something? I'm not going to harm you. Because Hashem told me not to harm you. When a person works during the week, he has to work. Well, there's an element. We have to nuance this correctly. It could be I'm nuancing it wrong. I'm going to show you what I mean in a moment. When you do, there's an element in working, in recognizing, that's right. I am accomplishing, but being that I know Shabbos is coming, Shabbos is coming down the line, I am limited in what I can, what I'm permitted to do. Just like Lavan said to Yaakov, Yesh le'el yodi, there is power in my hand to beat you up. But Hashem said to me, don't. When you go to work on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you recognize, this is me, this is my koyach. But I have to understand, Shabbos is coming. Saturday is coming around the corner. And when Saturday comes around the corner, I have to stop. So my koyach, it is my koyach. This is my success. But I have to know, I have to limit my koyach, because I have to be mevatel what I want to do in honor of Hashem. That's a great way to view Shabbos. To take possession of your power and your talent, to say koichi v'oitzem yodi, but I'm mevatel my rotzoin to the rotzoin of Hashem. Now look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan represents the ultimate constructive labor. And the Mishkan, when we were commanded to make the Mishkan, we were commanded, make the Mishkan. And at the end of the command to make the Mishkan, we were told, don't forget, Shabbos is coming. In Parashas Truma Tetzaveh, Kisisa, the order is, Shabbos is build the Mishkan. I'm giving you a command. Go out there. Go out there to the world and build the Mishkan. And when you build the Mishkan, do it with precision. But remember, at the end of building the Mishkan, don't forget, Shabbos is coming. Which means, take pride in what you do, but be mevatel your will to the will of Hashem. In Parashas Vayakel Pekudei, it's just the opposite. Hashem says, Shabbos, there is Shabbos, I'm telling you about Shabbos, and then we're going to go out and we're going to fulfill the building. We're going to go out and fulfill the building of the Mishkan. When Shabbos is presented in this way, first Shabbos, and then we're going to review, okay, let's look at it in this fashion, we're going to review all the details of the Mishkan. This is where the primary focus today is Shabbos. When I look back in the week, I say to myself, you know something? I didn't do anything. I don't have koichi v'yotzim yadi. Everything that I was successful in doing was nothing more than the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me review it quickly to tie this up, this idea. There are two different elements to Shabbos. There is Sunday, you're looking forward to Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're looking back to Sunday. Every time the Torah presents the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah does not just present Shabbos in a vacuum. The Torah presents Shabbos against the backdrop of 6 days of labor. The 6 days of labor are not a mitzvah. Even though it's a good thing, Adam le'omol yulad, it is a wonderful thing to work, and a person should work, as it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Adam le'omol yulad, man is meant to toil, but there's no mitzvah anywhere b'chol ha'Torah kula that you must work. So why is the Torah presenting Shabbos against the backdrop of working? And the answer is attitude. Shabbos, the Torah is telling you what your attitude on Shabbos should be relating to Melacha. And there are two different dimensions to Shabbos. When you go through the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Hayoim, Yoim, Rishoin, B'Shabbos. When it's Sunday, you're supposed to be thinking about Shabbos. What are you thinking about Shabbos? You're thinking, today I'm working. Koichi ve'oitzem yadi osili achayil hazeh. This is my success. But I cancel. I humble myself before Hashem. Even though I do feel that I have power, I do acknowledge the day will come when I will not be allowed to work. Not because I physically can't work, but it's because of my respect, my submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, knowing that Shabbos is coming, humbles you. Yes, koichi v'oitzem yodi osli achayel hazeh. But yet I submit my desires to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It puts me in a different frame of mind, knowing that Shabbos is coming in the future. Then there's an entirely different dimension to Shabbos. When you reach that Shabbos, I want you now to reflect backwards. How did you spend your week? I worked, I accomplished, I achieved. But now I want you to switch. I want you to turn around 180 degrees. And I want you to say, not koichi v'oitzem yodi osli achayel hazeh. I want you now to reflect and acknowledge that everything that you accomplished this week was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you siyata d'shmaya. You completely switch on Shabbos 180 degrees to appreciate the sanctity of Shabbos changes your attitude towards what has happened. And you see that in these two sections. You first have Shabbos, you first have the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and then Shabbos afterwards, telling you, work, 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 build the Beis HaMikdash, but know that Shabbos is coming. And that will change your attitude, knowing that you're accomplishing, knowing that you will submit to Hashem's Ratzon. And then in these two parashos, what are we doing? Shabbos. And then we are reviewing, we are in essence reviewing, okay, it's not a perfect, because it's not really a review, it's going forward, but in essence for us, it's a review of everything that was already taught to us. Shabbos is here. Let's reflect on what has happened. And we will take the sanctity of Shabbos to know that Hashem gave us the siyata d'shmaya. Now, how do I know that this is correct? Or why do I want to say this is correct? Because the way Shabbos is presented in this week's parasha begins with what? What does it say? It says, we come to Parshas Vayakel, it says, Sheshes Yomim Teose Milocha. Milocha shall be done. It does not express the Milocha in the form you do the Milocha. The Milocha was done by itself. What do you mean it was done by itself? Who broke their back to do this? I did the Milocha. What do you mean it was done? Why is the grammar of Milocha being done in the form and it was done by itself? For 6 days, Milocha shall be done. Someone's going to do the work for you? Really? Who's going to go do the work for you? Attitude. Today's Shabbos. I want you to reflect. Today, the way the pasuk is written, it says, Uvayoyim hashviyeh lochem kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosin la'ashem, kol oisav emolocha yumas. The thrust of this pasuk is sanctify the Shabbos and reflect backwards that for 6 days, although you may have broken your back to make a few dollars to support your family, it was only through Siyata Deshmaya. Te'ose Melacha. Hashem put everything in the right place at the right time to enable the Melacha to be done. I have to go give credit to where credit is due. But in Parshas Kisisa, where the order is first, build the Beis HaMikdash, and then Shabbos comes at the end. What does it say when it comes to Shabbos? It says, let me turn to the page over here. You come over here to the Kior, the Vayachem. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Leimor, Parash, Ki Sisav Yatot, and everything they show. And it goes, Ki Kosh Bucham Echal, Kol Oysa Melacha, Shei Shes Yomim, Ye Osem Melacha. Uvayom Hashvi, Shabbos Melacha shall be done. Kol ha'oisem Melacha b'yom haShabbos. No, here it says also Ye'aseh shall be done. Let me read the words of Rashi over here. Here it says Sheishes Yomim Te'aseh Melacha, and here it says Sheishes Yomim Ye'aseh. You shall do Melacha. Ye'aseh doesn't say Ya'aseh. Ya'aseh would be the ideal. It's a little bit in between. What does Rashi over here say? Sheishes Yomim. Okay, here it says Sheishes Yomim Ye'aseh Melacha, and here it says Sheishes Yomim Te'aseh Melacha. They're pretty much the same. They're very, very similar, these two terms. Okay, but it doesn't take.
Yeah, the Targum translated both with the exact same word.
Okay, they're similar.
Also, why Te'aseh and Ye'aseh, he uses the exact same word.
Okay. I'm not frightened by this question. Okay,
no,
but the order is still valid. The order is still valid, right? Now, just to add to this, look at the Nusach that we say Friday night version. I want to say this is also the difference between Friday night and Shabbos morning. Friday night, when we make Kiddush Friday night, which Psukim do we recite? Maise Bereshis. We go to the Psukim of Maise Bereshis. Let me turn to the Kiddush Friday night. I don't want to make a mistake. Let me just give him one second to get to the Kiddush. We come to the Kiddush Friday night. Here we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Melacha. We connect to Hashem's Melacha. Hashem is doing. Friday night, we reflect upon the fact that Hashem did Melacha. It's not that Hashem had Melacha done for him. It says Hashem did labor for 6 days. And then on Shabbos, Hashem rested. There is mention of actual labor taking place directly by the subject. The subject here is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He engaged in labor, and on Shabbos he rested. Shabbos day, what do we say? We say v'shamru. We say from Kisisa, ye'oseh melacha. We shift. We don't focus on the subject doing the labor. We focus on the labor being done by the subject. Have been done. But it doesn't say that he did it. There's a subtle shift in the psukim. Why did Chazal select the psukim from Ma'ase Bereishis for Friday night and the psukim from Kisisa for Shabbos day? Why not the reverse? Switch it around. The answer is there are two different elements to Shabbos. There's an element in Shabbos of when you're going through the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. When you're working, you're supposed to actually have confidence in what you do. This is like, it's Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'ot. When you work, believe in yourself. If you don't have that confidence, belief in yourself, in knowing that you have the skills, you have the training, you have the knowledge, and you are special, and you could accomplish, you have to have that. That's an aleph base. A person who does work, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm just typing on my computer. Hashem is typing for me. Right? Hashem is artificial intelligence. You're going to get me fired in 2 minutes. If your attitude when you're actually engaging in labor is Hashem, it's all Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Hashem is doing everything. Yeah, everything is Hashem. If you believe in that so much, you know what's going to happen? You're going to not work. Or you're going to let things happen by itself. And you know when you're going to let go and let things happen by itself? Chaos will break out. When you are actually engaged in labor, you have to have confidence and believe in yourself and know that you're special and it's you. It's Yesh Le'el Yodi. I have power. It's me. But Shabbos is coming at the end of the week. And at the end of the week, I'm going to have to shut down all of my ingenuity, my brilliance, my success, and my training. It's going to be worthless because I will have to submit. Hashem says, no work, no work, stop. I don't care you have multiple PhDs and you know how to go to the moon. I don't care. You're not going to the moon on Shabbos. Too bad for you. Submit to my will. That changes your attitude when you do engage in labor. But I will submit to your will. That's Friday night. That is Parshas Teruma Tetzaveh Kisisa. Work! And then at the end of your work comes Shabbos. Know in advance Shabbos is coming. What happens when you reach Shabbos? Today is Shabbos. Ah, Shabbos today. Shabbos Hayoim. It's Kodesh. I'm not working. So what do? It's not a paid vacation. Sit down and think about what happened last week. What did you do on Sunday? Think about, there's no prohibition to think about the melacha you did during the week. Who doesn't say you can't do that? What did you do on Sunday? You wrote a book? You built a house? You painted your yard? What did you do on Sunday? You're a doctor? What did you do? Think about what happened Sunday. Think about what happened Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Reflect. And now I want you to have a very different attitude about what happened this past week. And I want you to say to yourself, you know, even though I made $1 million and I won the Nobel Prize this week and I won the Pulitzer Prize as well and I invented the cure for corona and cancer, and everyone's coming and bowing down to me. You know something? I really did nothing. I did nothing. It was all Hashem. Hashem is the one who hanoisim l'chokoyach la'asos choyim. The Kedusha of Shabbos should change your attitude to reflect that everything that you did, you were just a pawn in Hashem's hands. Because right now, you're anyway not working.
I have another explanation why do we need the Shesh Yamim Tasem Lacha and so forth. Ilshon Tashbitu. It's like Hametz Matzah. Shabbat has to... Why don't you say Tanuach? Something. Why Shin Bet Tav? The Hashbatat Avodah. You cancel the work. I mean, you work up to the last minute. I mean, work. You light a match. It's also work. A tashbitu, it's exactly a Shabbat is a positive thing. To do what? להשבית את המלאכה. Because it's a holy day.
Right, but see, the problem with that, that implies, you have that idea implies that there is a mitzvah to work. The problem is, it is a mitzvah to work, there's no question, Adam le'omol yulod, but halachically it's not. You can't say that Shabbos is lachai, because that would mean the way we do Shabbos, the way you enter into Shabbos, you come to shul Friday night with a hammer and a nail, and you bang, 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 and then they give a clap, Shabbos, and you drop the hammer and the nail. We never heard that. You never heard that. By chametz, we do that. This tashbisu, you're supposed to take the chametz, Erev Pesach, and burn it. But you never heard that on Shabbos, the way we makabel Shabbos is stop malacha. We don't do it like that. So it's a little bit different. All right, okay. So sachakol, we're running out of time. Sachakol, the points are: we have Shabbos, we have truma tetzavot kisisa. The Mishkan comes first, and then comes Shabbos. In parashas vayakel pekudei, Shabbos comes first, then comes the Mishkan. Why? We are suggesting there are two dimensions to Shabbos. There is Shabbos. When it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you do malacha, you have to have an attitude that Shabbos is coming. What does that mean? It means right now I'm working very, very hard. But when Shabbos comes, I'm going to stop because I'm going to submit to Hashem's Ratzon. The other, that's Truma Tetzaveh Kisisa. Work, 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 work. Be successful. Kol Chacham Lev Bochem. Are you smart? We don't want dummies here. We want people who are smart. We want Balei Gaiva, people who will present some resumes that know how to do the craftsmanship that is needed for the Beis HaMikdash. This is not Hashem building the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. You better have the skills. But know that you must submit to Hashem's Ratzon. Parashas Vayakel Pekudei is just the opposite. It's now Shabbos. Shabbos is here. I want you to reflect upon all of the creative labor you've done this past week. And I want you to realize you did nothing. Te'ase melacha. Hashem guided your hand. He is the one. Ki hu hanoisein lucha koyach la'asos choyim. Okay, let's go to another vart. One more vart out of time. One more vart. End of the parasha. End of the parasha. I find this to be very important, this vart. Very important vart. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very end of the parasha, he erects. He puts up the Mishkan. And the last aliyah goes through all the different parts. Let me start in the middle to illustrate the point I want to make very quickly. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shulchan. What does he do? Vayitenes HaShulchan Belmod. He puts the Shulchan in a very precise location. Al Yerech HaMishkan Sofoina, on the north side, Michutz LaPareches. Then what does he do? Well, what's the purpose of the Shulchan? Bread. So Moshe Rabbeinu puts the bread on the table. He arranges the bread on the table. You have a table, the purpose is that bread. He puts the table in place, he puts on the table the bread. Next, the menorah, what does he do? You put it in position. Where on the south? What? Well, the purpose of the menorah is to produce light. He puts on the lights. He puts on the neros. He kindles the neros. Next, the mizbeach hazohav. He puts it in position. What do you do on the mizbeach hazohav? Vayakter olav kitar asamim. Unbelievable. Next, the mizbeach ha'oila. Same thing. He puts the mizbeach oil in a very precise location. And what does he do with the mizbeach oila? He goes and he brings vayal olav ha'oila. He brings the korban ois, the korban oila. Wonderful. The kiar. What do you do with the kiar? He puts it in position. Vayos mizekir bein olam oed. Position. What does he do? He puts in water and v'rochatsu mehem. They wash their hands. This is perfect. This is picture perfect. You have kelim, you put them in position, and then you use them for what they're meant to be used. Everything here fits the pattern to a T perfectly. Only one problem, one exception. The oroin. The oroin, a lot of things don't make any sense. It says about the Aron, what does he do? Vayikach, vayitenes ho'edus. He takes the luchos. The luchos. El ho'oroin, to the Aron. He puts the luchos in the Aron. Next, what does he do next? Vayosem es habadim al ho'oroin. He inserts the badim. Woo! Badim? How come when it came to the Shulchan, it doesn't make any mention of Moshe putting in the badim? How come the Mizbech HaZohav doesn't make mention of the badim? How come the Mizbech HaOilo, it doesn't make mention of the badim? Oh, those three had badim. They had badim. So how come it doesn't make any mention of their badim? How come those badim they're totally ignored? It doesn't tell you, I don't know all the details. It's not necessary to tell you all the details of all the parts. Just general description. So why, when it comes to the badim of the Aron, does it tell you? Well, don't forget to put in the badim. The badim are just there to get it to move. Transportation. You want to go tell me the name of the moving company? Well, what's this about the badim? All of a sudden, when it comes to the luchos. Okay, you put the luchos. You put the luchos in the Aron. Putting the luchos in the Aron is not the same as putting the bread on the table and putting the ketores on the mizbech hazav and lining the neiros, because those are things that are done continuously, every single day. This is a mitzvah. There's an avoda. There is no mitzvah to put the luchos in the Aron. It just happens to be the luchos are stored in the Aron. It's part of the Aron. You make the Aron is the luchos. When it comes to the Shulchan, it's a mitzvah, it's an avoda. Every Shabbos, you put bread on the table. Every day you light the menorah. Every day you light the, you bring the keteres. Every day you bring the carbon oil twice a day. The Aron, the luchos, it's all the same. That's the Aron is the luchos. In fact, that's why in the Bayis Sheni there was no Aron. You know why? Because there were no luchos. If there are no luchos, don't even bother to have an Aron. It's all one and the same. And the badin, badin man de kar shenei. And the next bizarre thing is, vayovei. After you put these things, then you go and you put it in position. What's going on here? To make a long story short, I want to suggest to you a chiddush, two chiddushim really. Number one is, just like when it comes to the shulchan, the avoida of the shulchan is to put the bread on the shulchan. The service of the menorah is to light the candles. The service of the mizbeach hazahav is to bring ketores. The service of the mizbeach hanechoshes is to bring the oila. Do you know what the service of the Aron is? There are two services that are done to the Aron. Two services. Number one, deposit the Torah, the luchos, in the Aron. Number two, it is a service to put the badin in the Aron. What does this mean? The Aron is really a marshal for a human being, for a neshama. It's a box. It's a repository. It's a container. A human being is a kli sharis. A human being is just a receptacle. The avoda of the Aron, every single person, make deposits. Every day, learn a few words of Torah and put that Torah into the box. Just like the avoda is to put bread on the table, there's an avoda to put ketores on the mizbeach. There's an avoda to bring a carbon. There's an avoda to light the candles. There is an avoda every single day, every single moment. Make a deposit. Go to the bank, fill out the form, go to the teller and make a deposit. Every single day, take your chelik of Torah and put it in the box. And you know what else is the chelik of the Torah? Help people who learn Torah. The badin represents the support. It represents to be an enabler, whether it means to give money, whether it means to be machazik someone, to talk to someone, whatever it means. The badim of the Aron are not the badim of the Shulchan. and the Mizbeach HaZav and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. The Badim for those items are there for nothing more than transportation. The Badim of the Aron is support, is to enable, to do things, to be instrumental in bringing about an addition, a glorification of Hashem's Torah, whether that means having children and sending them to yeshiva, whether it means building yeshiva, whether it means supporting Talmidei Chacham, whether it means just being a nice person to the rabbi, not giving him a yashar koach for his drasha on Shabbos. All it means, that's the avoda of Torah. The avoda of Torah is make a deposit, learn Torah, and support Torah. Put the luchos in the oron, and put the badim. Just like it's an avoda to put bread on the table, it's an avoda to put the luchos in the oron and to put the badim in the oron. And the second difference is, Torah doesn't need location. All of the other kelim, the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach, you need a beis hamikdash. You need precision. It has to be in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, in the base, the Azara. Gotta put it first in the right place, b'diyuk, and then do the avoda. Torah, making your deposits and putting in the badim, you can do it anywhere in the world. And after you do it, the day will come, we'll take your box, and then we'll bring it into the precise location when the time is right and the conditions are correct. First, do the avoida. Vayikach vayiten eso edus el ha'orain. Do the avoida, make the deposits. Vayosem es abadim al ha'orain. Support the Torah. Where? Not in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Mishkan. Anywhere you find yourself, you can do this avoida. And then, when the time is right, you'll go to Eretz Yisrael, they'll open the airports, you'll buy a nice dira, you'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, and then, Vayaveyes Aron El HaMishkan, then you'll be able to bring the Aron later, when your box is full, you can bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the contrast between the way the Torah presents the Aron versus all of the other kelim. It's glaring. It's glaring. It's glaring. It's clear that the putting of the luchos is the avoida. The badim is the avoida. And the avoida can be done before you put it, you have a mishkan. Even if you're outside the mishkan, wherever you are. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, it's late. All should have a wonderful Shabbos. Chazak, chazak. V'nis chazek. We should all be zeicha to wonderful things. A new year. I'll tell you this thing is that when in Tishrei, when you have a new year in Tishrei, the number of the year goes up. You go up a year. Last year was Tav Shin Pei, and this year is Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Tomorrow, we're going into a new year. But there's nothing changing. There are no numbers. There's no counting. What's the pshat? Why? There should be a change in number also. Answer is, Ein habrocha mitzuya ela bedavar hasamay min ha'ayin. Barocha is always found hidden. Tishrei, everything is calculated. Until now, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Now we're coming to a new year. There are no numbers here. No numbers. Why are there no numbers? There's a hischachus. There's a renewal. If you're going to put it in terms of numbers, you're going to limit the bracha. Ein habracha mitzuya ela bedavar hasamay min ha'ayin. Who would know tomorrow, Sunday's a new year? Who would know it? Who would know it? It's, you know why you would not know it? Because there's no date. We don't change dates. We don't change years. We don't make a big deal out of it. The IRS is not, it's not registered with the IRS that tomorrow, that Sunday, is a new year. That opens up the ability for the new year to bring with it an infinite amount of bracha. an unlimited bracha because it's samoy min ha'ayin. And may it so be to everyone here, shav nachas, bracha, success, good health. And Yimale Hashem kol mashalis libchem l'toiva. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos, wrong the Shabbos. Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
By the way, Shabbos. It was Vespasian. The emperor Shabbos. That he spoke to was Vespasian.
Vespasian.
Yeah, now also he wasn't emperor very long, Vespasian, because he was blamed because right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by him, it was a big famine in Rome. And then within another few years, that's when Vesuvius erupted and destroyed so much of civilization. And historically speaking, they blamed